The litany of districts in serious money trouble is long and growing longer. Buena Vista, Benton Harbor, Detroit, Pontiac, Albion, and now we hear today Hazel Park schools are broke, according to the superintendent, who blames an unexpected drop in student enrollment. Some 50 public school districts across our state are facing deep deficits. Buena Vista, of course, closed down for 2 weeks while it scrambled to find enough money to keep things running. Other districts have applied layoffs and program cuts. Desperate times call for desperate measures. And some say Michigan has too many school districts, and consolidating some of those districts is a prudent choice. Last year, the state encouraged Ypsilanti and nearby Willow Run schools to consolidate. After tough decisions, that consolidation will happen July 1st. Joining me in the studio now is the person who's been guiding the consolidation. Scott Menzel is superintendent of the Washtenaw Intermediate School District, and as of July 1st, he will also be the superintendent of the new unified district, which will be known as Ypsilanti Community Schools. Scott, what is it like for you watching all these cracks developing and widening in other districts while you're busy consolidating Willow Run and Ypsilanti?
Well, it's a concern. As you know, public education is of critical importance to the future of our state. And so as we see more and more districts struggling, going underwater, unable to keep the programs that kids need to be successful in place, that's a concern. It was our concern back in 2011 when the board presidents from both Ypsilanti and Willow Run approached WISD and asked us to facilitate a conversation between the two districts. At that time, they were both deficit districts. Willow Run had been in deficit for a longer period of time than Ypsilanti. Ypsilanti's deficit was a bit larger in terms of the dollar amount, but both were struggling financially. They were losing students on a regular basis, a dramatic decline in student enrollment, and academically they were both struggling. And so the board presidents recognized something needed to be done, and at first the thought was just that they would share more services between the two districts. I mean, being side by side, both with Ypsilanti mailing addresses, it made some sense to collaborate. What we found in the course of our year of facilitating that conversation is that it wouldn't go far enough. Any of the shared service concepts that we talked about were just tinkering at the margins, and they really, none of those were getting at the core academic issues. If we're going to change the trajectory for young kids in urban environments, we have to do some things differently. It was a broken system academically and broken financially. And so as we got to the end of that first year, we realized that something different needed to happen. We needed to move from a conversation about things that were tinkering at the margin to really restructuring the entire system.
So basically hitting the reset button.
It was hitting the reset button. And so we moved the conversation to, if we're going to hit the reset button, what would that look like? And how do we move forward on the conversation of consolidation with communities that have long histories? You know, Ypsilanti's been in existence for 164 years. Willow Run emerged out of the growth of the bomber plant. Mm-hmm. They've got long and distinguished histories in different ways and sometimes rivalries in between the two. And so we knew that it was going to be a complicated conversation. But at the same time, it was really the only alternative to the appointment of an emergency manager. Given the length of the time that Willow Run was in deficit and given the size of the Ypsilanti deficit, it was clear that there was no way to get out of the hole. They're in what we'll call the death spiral. If you have the combination of being deficit and declining enrollment, any of the cuts that you make further reduce what you're able to offer students. That drives more parents away. So now less students, less ability to provide high-quality educational experiences. Exact opposite of what we needed for our students.
So you had to reverse the death spiral.
We had to, and the only way to do that was consolidation. And fortunately, in the school aid budget last year, $10 million was set aside to support consolidation. So we had one piece of incentive on the financial side to say the districts that consolidate have this potential for a fair share of $10 million, whatever that was going to be. Didn't know how much, and we didn't oversell how much we thought that we would receive from that $10 million, but we knew that was approved in the school aid budget. We also had support from the state superintendent of instruction, because as you look at the deficit, the combined deficit between the two districts, about $13 million. If we had to repay that in 2 or 3 years, we'd still be in the same position, right?
Right.
We need an extended repayment period so that if you take $1 million off the top each year and extend that out over 15 years, that's a reasonable repayment period. Poor decisions were made by both districts, and in some cases, when they were making progress towards deficit elimination, cut in student foundation grant eroded the progress they made. So Willow Run was getting close. They were on an upward swing in terms of eliminating that deficit.
Pushed back down.
$470 loss per pupil. And right back in that same deficit is where they found themselves. So Those are the dynamics that we were facing. Mm-hmm. But the community itself, I mean, if you here's a telling fact. 2,600 students in the 2011 and 12 school year, school of choice to a charter or another public school, 2,600 that lived within the boundaries of those two districts, $19 million walked out the door to some other educational alternative. The imperative was to actually change the system.
You got to keep them because you got to offer a product.
Right.
It's good.
So the opportunity that was presented to the community with the consolidation vote was to truly hit the reset button, to reconceptualize the educational experience, not just a conventional K-12 system. One of the things that we heard often during the campaign was, are you just going to create a larger mess? You know, you've got two deficit districts. They're financially bankrupt, academically struggling. Combining them, how does that do anything but create a larger mess?
It's a good question.
But in fact, we have the opportunity to build from the ground up, and not just a K-12 system, but a cradle-to-career system, focusing on the needs of children and families from birth through kindergarten entry. We know that those first few years of life are the most important developmentally. If you're going to enter kindergarten ready to succeed, you can't ignore what happens before they get into kindergarten. And then as they're moving through the system, creating opportunities to support them in their environment and ultimately ensure that every student who graduates from Ypsilanti Community Schools has an opportunity to earn college credit or a career credential.
So we know what the goal is. So can I ask you this? What were the toughest decisions and the most emotion-charged decisions that have had to be made? I got to imagine it starts with teachers and merging staffs.
Well, that's a big part of it. You know, so as you have to, I mean, the financial realities are such that we still have to contract.
Right.
Consolidation does mean that we're going to have fewer staff, that we're going to have less buildings open. That is a difficult conversation.
Can you give us a number? How many teachers? How many buildings?
Well, I can tell you that of the current staff, 171 were offered or told they will be offered positions in the new district.
Current staff of?
Of Ypsilanti Willow Run.
How many is the current staff?
There are 258 applications.
All right.
So 106. So some people chose to retire or not apply, but there were 258 applications.
Okay.
Of those, 171 were given letters, yes, you met the criteria, and there'll be a position for you in the fall.
Okay.
Another 32 were given maybe letters that indicated they met the criteria, but until we know what the enrollment is, we can't make a commitment.
All right.
And then 55 were given no letters.
All right.
And not every no is a person who's not a high-quality teacher. We had an extraordinarily compressed timeline. When you're interviewing 258 teachers and you're moving through that process quickly, you might catch a teacher on a bad day, or they may not put their best foot forward in the application material that they submitted because they haven't applied for 20 years anywhere. So we understand some of those things, and we'll encourage them as positions become available to reapply. And that's really challenging because we want to recognize and reward the hard work of teachers. At the same time, we want to hire people who have and share the vision of Ypsilanti Community Schools.
And this reset vision.
Absolutely.
What about buildings? You've had to close buildings and people have, as you alluded to, strong emotional ties to whatever that school is that their family's known. So how many have you closed and how have you overcome parental worries?
Willow Run had walked down this road over the course of the last few years and had reconfigured their district and closed facilities already, which kind of helps in the process. And they did it through ongoing series of community meetings where they really engaged the community so that by the time they closed those facilities, you didn't hear a lot of community uproar. They understood the nature of the financial challenges and why the reconfiguration was necessary. Mm. Ypsilanti has closed a few facilities. They closed East Middle School. They closed Chapel Elementary. Those were more contentious decisions. And if you look at Ypsi's longer past, there have been other facilities that have closed as well. Where we're at this point is that a decision has been made to close the middle school in Ypsilanti. We'll use the complex in Willow Run for middle school programming, largely because that's the newer facility. It was constructed in 2004. It's a great space for middle school age students. And so that was not a difficult decision. There are a couple of other facilities that are not being used primarily for K-12 education. They've got other programs in them.
Mm.
We're likely to bring those down to complete closure so that we don't incur the expense there and move the programs that are operating out of those into available space, either in the high school or other spaces between the two districts.
Well, you're in the home stretch, busily putting things together for that July 1st deadline and then kids coming in September. And we want to make sure we touch base with you and have you in to talk about that. But in our last minute or so, what can you tell to the parents, talk to the parents and people listening from these other districts in trouble and having to face some hard choices?
So when the question was put in front of the voters in Ypsilanti and Willow Run to consolidate, 61% in both communities said yes. They said yes because they recognized it was the only way for them to preserve a sense of local control of their public education system. It was inevitable that an emergency manager would be appointed to take over the affairs. And the choice was, do we want to have a say about how our kids are educated and in recreating this vision of public education in Ypsilanti, or do we want someone else to come in and do it unilaterally? To me, that choice is pretty clear. And the hope for Ypsilanti Community Schools is that we'll be successful in creating the cradle-to-career education system and that the students ultimately will be the beneficiaries of this vision.
Scott Menzel is the superintendent of the Washtenaw Intermediate School District, and come July 1st, he will be the superintendent of the new unified district, Ypsilanti Community Schools. So we will look forward to hearing more from you as this all comes together and the execution of the plan begins and you actually see those students in the new district. Thanks for speaking with us today, Scott.
Thank you. Appreciate it.